Te reo ererangi o te mānia. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora and hello, 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 my fabulous friends. Welcome to the all-new, totally exciting season of Chloe Dilly Seeking Talents. I am your host, Chloe Dilly, and I'm back older, wiser, and more thrilled than ever to showcase the most amazing talents and inspiring stories from all around. This season is going to be an absolute blast. We're talking epic talents, heartwarming journeys, and maybe a few surprises along the way. Whether you're here to be inspired, entertained, or just have some fun, you're in the right place. So, grab your headphones, turn up the volume, and get ready to smile, laugh, and maybe even dance a little. Because this is Chloe Dilly Seeking Talents. Let's make some magic together. Kia ora koutou, and welcome back to another truly special episode of Chloe Dilly Seeking Talents. I am so excited about today's guest. And I say that every episode, but this time, I really mean it on a whole other level. Today, I'm sitting down with someone who, the moment I heard her sing, I genuinely got goosebumps. She is young, she is extraordinarily gifted, she is kind, she is creative, and she is only just getting started. Ladies and gentlemen, the world is going to know this name, so pay very close attention. My guest today is Eva, a Year 13 student at Villa Maria College here in Christchurch. She is a singer, a songwriter, a musician, a performer whose vocal talent left audiences absolutely speechless at the Youth Talent Quest on March 14th, 2026. I was blown away by what she did on that stage. The extraordinary range of her voice, the depth, the feeling in every single note, and I knew immediately I had to have her on the show. But there is so much more to Eva than meets the eye. She's bilingual, the daughter of an American mum and an Argentinian dad, born in Pennsylvania, raised across New Zealand, now living on a little farm in Hororata with cows, sheep, chickens, dogs, and two very musical cats. She writes poetry, she draws, she's just discovered photography, she loves football, she makes fun, and she's completely passionate about blending Western music with the incredible traditional Latin sounds of her Argentinian heritage. She is everything, and I'm lucky to have her here today. Please welcome the one, the only, Eva Gregorini. Eva, welcome. It is so lovely to have you here.
Thank you for having me. It's so lovely to be here with you guys.
Eva, let's start right at the beginning. For everyone listening who is about to fall in love with you, tell us, who is Eva?
I love arts. I love helping people. I love making stuff and sharing it with people and just like sharing in general. I feel like that makes everything funner. Yeah, I love making stuff to make people feel certain emotions, like music or writing stuff. Yeah, or like singing something.
You were born in Pennsylvania, USA, and you came to New Zealand when you were just 3 months old. What a journey right from the start. You grew up in the North Island for 9 years, then your dad got a job at Lincoln University and the family made the big move to the south of Canterbury. How was that transition from the warm North Island to the South Island?
It was a big change. I wasn't used to like the cold weather here because it's like so warm up there, but I think it was a pretty smooth transition. I had usually like gone to the South Island for holidays, for summer holidays. So yeah, it's like different change of scenery. And I was like looking forward to like stay in a place where I'd gone past times with my family for vacation. And it's nice because it's like the best of both worlds, having the beach and having the mountains.
You now live in Hororata, which is even further out than Darfield, where you used to live. And you made the decision to travel all the way into Christchurch to attend Villa Maria College. That's a serious bus ride every day. What made that worth it for you?
I just love the community there. It's like different with like it's only girls' school, so it's like a sisterhood. And also it's Catholic and I'm Catholic. So it was nice having the Christian aspect, Catholic aspect. And yeah.
Tell us about your family, your American mum and Argentinian dad. You're bilingual, fluent in both English and Spanish, and you even understand a little bit of Portuguese.
How did growing up with two languages shape you as a person and as an artist?
Well, in the house, when I was, like, growing up, and now, we always, like, speak a little bit of English, a little bit of Spanish, Spanglish. I feel like that's influenced my now with, like, making songs. And I think that it helps me, like, integrate my Spanish into my songs. And I feel like that's influenced me to make bilingual songs. And now, like, sometimes, like, I'll be speaking to my parents and I'm, like, speaking in English and they're speaking in Spanish.
You live on a mini farm. Cows, sheep, dogs, and 18 chickens, to be precise. Tell us about your life on the farm. Was it a big adjustment? And what do you love most about it?
I love having, like, animals to be able to come back home to. And I feel like it's, like, a nice disconnect from all, like, the busy town. Yeah, it's kind of like a, yeah, quiet space. Yeah. Sometimes I like singing to the animals. Yes, yeah, it's like having my own, like, space.
Now, the music. Emma, you've been singing basically since you could speak. When did you first realize that music wasn't just something you loved, but it was something that you needed?
Well, I've always been singing since I was little. And I used to sing, to my parents in, like, the living room when I was little, do a little concert to my parents. And I really started, I feel like I really got influenced and, like, thought it could be a career for me when I came back from my first trip ever to Argentina when I was in preschool. And my aunt is in a band, and I had seen her, I had listened to her sing and stuff, and I was like, whoa, I want to be like her. Maybe she can do it. Maybe I can as well. So I was like, yeah, this is what I'm doing. So yeah, she was an inspiration for me.
You talked about growing up always wanting and singing along to music videos and being hugely inspired by big Latina musicians. Who are those artists that really set your soul on fire when you were little?
I'd have to say J-Lo. Shout out to J-Lo and Shakira were my biggest, like, Latina inspiration for, like, singers. Like, they're amazing. And, like, just watching them when I was little was so inspiring for me. As a Latina, like, being part Argentinian, that was so inspiring for me. Watching them make it big in America and just watching them perform and sing in Spanish and English was, like, so cool for me. I was like, wow.
You met your aunt in Argentina. She's in a band. She was one of your biggest early inspirations. Tell us about your aunt and what it meant for you as a little girl to see someone in your own family making music.
It meant so much to me. Like, seeing her perform and make a career out of music when I, like, from a young age was so inspiring because I had never, like, had anyone, like, met anyone in person who was in the industry, like, making music and stuff. And, like, her being my aunt and having a band was so inspiring as, like, a young girl. Seeing her do it as a profession, I was so inspired watching her music videos and stuff. And I feel like that struck, like, inspiration in me to do the same and take it seriously.
You started formal singing lessons at 7 years old while you were still living in the North Island. What was that experience like, going from just singing because you loved it to being actually trained?
I had always, like, sung, but, like, I didn't know how to properly do it. So to have someone teach me how to do that really, like, fueled me to, like, continue on and get better at what I love doing.
Your first instrument was your voice. You've also taken up guitar and piano. Tell us about that journey into learning instruments.
So I've always loved songs with a good piano in it, and I feel like, especially being a fan of jazz and soul music, they have a lot of, like, piano in their songs, and I feel like that influenced me to learn piano, as I want to make jazz kind of, like, soul songs. I love that, those genres. I also want to learn piano because it helps me with my songwriting, and I feel like that's one of my major influences for learning piano as well. Guitar, I feel like that influenced me from the Argentinian side with like the traditional gaucho music like traditional music in Argentina, like Mercedes Sosa, like that type of music. Yeah, Milo Jota.
You love songwriting and you want to get better at both piano and guitar, specifically because of how much they support your songwriting. Can you explain that connection between learning those instruments and writing music?
So to learn the difference between learning them, the connection between learning them and writing songs is once you've like learned to play piano and like guitar, that'll really help you to incorporate that into your music and write it. And I feel like that's something that helps me when I'm like just like playing on the piano or like playing the guitar. That helps me for inspiration on my songs, even though I'm like novice right now.
Your music blends Western sounds with traditional Latin and Argentinian music. That is such a distinctive and beautiful combination. How do those two musical worlds come together in your songwriting and performing?
Well, I really, like, with my music, I really was inspired with, like, the traditional Argentinian, like, sounds, like, some of the, like, runs, which is heavily influenced by, like, Spain and, like, some of the traditional music, the folklore music. So that's why in, like, my bridge in my new song that I've written, Mate Sin Jesu, has a, like, traditional kind of, like, Spanish folklore, like, Mercedes Sosa-inspired run. Also, I feel like just the use of, like, typical words, like, used in Argentina, like, the food there, like, milanesas, and the Don Satur cookies that we eat for breakfast sometimes in the morning with our tea. I feel like that's influenced me those were like the ingredients that I like to incorporate to my songs, to incorporate that traditional like Argentinian culture into my music.
Let's talk about the Youth Talent Quest on March 14th, 2026. Eva, from what I saw and heard, you were absolutely outstanding. How did you feel walking onto that stage?
Oh my gosh, I was so excited to sing that day. I felt so grateful for the opportunity to sing in front of everyone, and I was so excited to share the song because I love it, singing an Etta James song. I love Etta James. Yeah, I was just so excited to sing in front of everyone with such a supportive crowd and all the other cool people there that were singing that day.
What song did you choose to perform and why that particular song? What did you want to show the audience and the judges through that performance?
So the song I sung was At Last. And I think what I wanted to show through that song was like in the song that I sung At Last by Etta James, she's like being like, oh, at last my love has come along. I was trying to like show that and like true love and like emotion through that like soulful singing, that that quality that Etta James puts in that song, that emotion. And that's something I really love when I perform, is like sharing that emotion. I feel like that's what I really wanted to do that day, so.
You were described as one of the best competing performers at the Talent Quest, and I completely agree. What does receiving that kind of recognition mean to you?
It means so much. Thank you. I love having other people like feel the same I do, like emotional or happy about the songs that I'm sharing. And it means so much to me to have other people like appreciate the songs just as much as I do.
What was the atmosphere like backstage and during the performance itself? And how did it feel the moment that you finished?
So the atmosphere was, like, so supportive because, like, I wasn't backstage. I was just, like, sitting up front. And, like, I was sitting with a lot of the other people that performed that day. And they were all supportive. Like, whoever, like, went up to perform, we were all clapping. Everyone was so, like, supportive. And it was, like, so, like, warm and, like, fun. So it was, like, really nice. And when I performed, the same thing. It was lovely.
You've also performed on Christmas Eve at the Church Pub, a local pub on Worcester Street. And also on another occasion, you went to the platform competition at the Kind Foundation. What have these two completely different performance experiences taught you about performing and connecting with an audience?
So the platform, everyone's eyes are on you. So that's like more of a pressure, yeah, kind of atmosphere, which is also like good as well, but totally different to the Church Pub, where everyone's just like having bits and nibbles and stuff. And it's like more like relaxed and like people come and go. And yeah, it's like totally different. Two different worlds. Oh, and it was Christmas. So yeah, it was like more of like festive vibes.
Now you, my listeners, are going to be treated with something truly magical. Right here, right now, live, Eva is going to perform an amazing song accompanied by the talented pianist William. Aren't we blessed and spoiled to be gifted such an incredible musical performance? That's exactly what Chloe Dilly Seeking Talents is about.
En la playa y casita blanca, little white house that smells like home. Churros en la arena, milanesa cena, stuck in old summer echoes. I sail for miles and miles just to see those smiles again. My heart's drenched in longing. Trout of new days. I see you run, 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 run. My heart's glued to the sky blue, white, and smiling sun, 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 sun. Sipping my distant head, so bittersweet, but so special, so hard being so far apart. All the little things stitched in my heart. El cielo y la luna, dedos en la espuma, the starry sea with family. Juntitos al fuego, como pasó el tiempo, that is where I wanna be. I sail for miles and miles just to see those smiles again. My heart's drenched in longing in a drought of new days. I see you. So special, so hard being so far apart. All the little things stitched in my heart. Arriba, abajo, al centro, adentro. Don Saturite con leche, con mis abuelos. Front seat and Tata's motorhome. Laughing in bumps on the road. Memories from many years ago. I see you and run, 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 run. My heart's glued to the sky blue, white, and smiling sun, sun, sun. got this in hand, so bittersweet, but so special. So hard being so far apart. All the little things stitched in my heart.
You love writing original music, and you've said this is the year you really want to focus on your songwriting. What does the songwriting process look like for you, and where do your songs actually come from?
So I'm a singer, like, mostly, like, that's what I do the most. So when I write a song, usually I come up with a melody first to inspire my song to, like, start with a motif. So that kind of, like, takes hold of everything and, like, makes the direction of where I go with the song. So I, like, sing something, and then I'm like, oh, okay. And then I put words with that, and then I come up with some chords that go along.
You want to use songwriting as a way to truly show your artistic self. What themes, emotions, or stories do you feel most drawn to explore in your music?
I'd have to say nostalgia, love. I feel like love is a strong, like, important thing for me to express through my songs. And yeah, joy. Yeah.
You also love poetry, and apparently you used to write poems as a little kid and try to sell them to your parents. That is the most entrepreneurial thing I've ever heard. What is it about poetry that speaks to you?
I just love, I've always loved writing, like, descriptive writing, like, in poems. And just, like, thinking about different things in, like, nature. Well, I started off with, like, nature and, like, express. Like, I like expressing, using it to express how I feel, or just anything.
Eva, you're also a visual artist. You draw, and you've just gotten into photography this year. How do those creative outlets feed into your music and your overall sense of who you are as an artist?
So I've always loved drawing and, just started getting into photography now. I feel like that the photography and, like, drawing has really influenced me as an artist because I love capturing different moments and, like, expressing myself through different ways of art. And I feel like that really contributes to, like, emotions and, like, that I want to put through in my music as well. And just, like, it all comes together, and I love expressing those emotions through that, through drawing, through photography, and music. Poetry.
You did drama at school last year, and you loved performing on stage, but you said the scripting side wasn't your favorite. What did drama teach you about the craft of performing?
That's a good question. drama, I feel like drama really helped me with making, like, different, displaying, like, different characters. And, like, that's one of the things that I loved doing in drama is, like, putting on a different character and, like, really getting into that and displaying the emotions of that character. Yeah, it's really fun.
You are interested in dancing, particularly contemporary dancing, to incorporate that into your artistry. I know you also love salsa and bachata, very popular styles from South America. How do you see dance fitting into the picture of you as a performer?
So I've always loved listening to, like, different types of, like, Latin dance music, like bachata, salsa, and other types of genres of, like, dance music. So I'd love to, like, make music that makes people want to dance. And I feel like that's one of the main things that inspires me to make music that people want to dance to. So that's why I want to incorporate dance into my music.
You describe yourself as more arty than academic. What do you think the world needs more of, art or creativity or music?
I feel like the world needs more music and creativity. I feel like creativity is such a wonderful outlet for, like, displaying, like, yourself, your emotions, love, everything. I just feel like it's such a cool thing that would make the world so much better and like show so much diversity and connection.
Your Argentinian heritage is so central to who you are. And you recently went back to Argentina for the first time in 13 years.
Yes.
You left on the 21st of March and returned on the 18th of April. That's a significant journey. How did it feel to finally go back?
Oh my gosh, it was so long awaited and so special to be able to connect with my family there after such a long time and really make those bonds with my cousins there. Some of them I hadn't seen because they're like way younger than me. And it was so cool being able to just like sit down and have a cup of tea, have a cup of mate and some Don Satur with my aunties and uncles and all my cousins there, all my family there, and really get to spend quality family time and see all the cool places there, like the catedral, the cathedral, and the museum, the museo, el museo. And yeah, so special.
You went to see your dad's side of the family you've been missing. What was that reunion like after all those years?
It was so emotional. I was like tearing up when I went there. I've always felt a strong connection with my Argentinian side. So that was really important to me to be able to go visit them and get to know them more in person, especially the cousins, my younger cousins that I haven't met or seen in a while. So yeah, that was really special. And it was nice to see my grandparents because they're getting old now. So yeah, it was really special.
What do you think this trip did for your sense of identity, both as a young woman and as an artist? Did going back to Argentina change anything in you?
Just being able to connect with my culture there, with my family there, and spend more time with them was really inspiring. And like specifically with my aunties, because I have so many aunties there, was inspiring as a woman, as an artist, and it really made me feel like I want to make some music about that and yeah, write about that, because it's so special to me to be able to connect with that more and build that connection with my family there.
Did the trip inspire new music, new ideas, new creative decisions? Did anything you saw, heard, or felt in Argentina make you want to write or create?
So when we were there, we went to the beach. We went to this place called Mar Dulce, and they had like, it was like a massive, like it looks like a big like lake, but it's actually Mar Dulce translates to big sweet ocean, but actually it's actually a big river that is like goes through like the border and everything between the different countries around like Argentina. So spending quality time with my family, with my aunties, with my uncle, and spending time with my cousins and really like getting to experience more of the culture there really inspired my like thoughts of like making new music and like listening to the different music there and like the boliches and just like walking around in town and getting to experience like the culture in like the neighborhoods and like going to the bakeries there, like the difference between here, like the neighborhoods here and the neighborhoods there, really inspired me to like write music about that or just like write about that, because like it's such a cool like different like culture to hear, and having that connection really when I went there was really inspiring. Oh, strengthening that connection.
At Villa Maria College, you're taking music, media studies, photography, and religious studies. Quite the creative lineup. How does your school support your artistic ambitions, and what has studying music formally added to your development?
So I have a really good music teacher there. Her name is Miss Elliott, well, Rosa Elliott, and she is very supportive with me going into music and all the other music students there, And she really helps us with her songwriting, everything like that, and like teaching us about theory and stuff. And I feel like that really has strengthened my pathway into getting into music and inspired me to create more and really help me. And with her support, and they're really supportive there in the music side with different competitions, and like my music teacher really helps with like giving us, like showing us new opportunities to go to with like Rock Quest and like different stuff like that, Jazz Quest, all the different like stuff like that for like people in high school, or like Soul Music Academy, yeah, stuff like that. And the in photography, they're like really supportive. Like if you want to do photography, they really help you with that, and really show you how like how to do it as a career. Or yeah, and yeah, they just got a really good supportive arts in arts block there.
You have a mentor, Sasha V, who is clearly an important part of your journey. Tell us about Sasha and what having a mentor has meant for you as a developing artist.
It's meant so much to me to have a mentor like Sasha to support me and like help me grow in my singing and just artistry in general. It helps so much, and like for me to believe in myself and just like grow. And like she is so supportive, and she's helped me so much. Like I can't even like put into words how grateful I am to have a mentor like Sasha. She's amazing. Shout out to Sasha. Shout out to Soul Music Academy. I'm so grateful.
Next year seems to be bringing a lot of excitement for you. You have a plan to apply, and hopefully you'll be joining the Artist Development Program at Soul Music Academy. What are you wishing to take from that experience?
So if I get into the Artist Development Program, I really, what I want to achieve with it is just building on that artistry, the being a musician, and just being able to like share my emotions through my creativity, through making music, and then releasing it and making more music and learning how to make it better, and developing my artistry just in general, and just building on that, because that's what I love. So
you want to study a Bachelor of Music at Victoria University in Wellington, and you can see yourself making music your entire career. What does your dream professional life as an artist look like?
My dream life as an artist? My dream life as an artist would be just like singing in front of like lots of people, sharing my music with as much people as possible, just being able to connect with people through my music, and for people to like feel something when they listen to it.
You had to make a real choice between music, sport, and academics, and you chose music. How did you know that that was the right decision, and have you ever had a moment of doubt?
To be honest, no. I've always liked football. I played football for so long. I still love watching football, watching my brother play football. But I've never really thought of anything else like a career, like something that I want to do my whole life. Nothing else makes me so passionate in music, and it just makes me so happy to be able to share that with people. So, no, just music.
What do you think makes an artist truly extraordinary? Not just talented, but someone who genuinely connects with the people.
I feel like what makes an artist truly extraordinary is when they can make other people, the listeners, feel a certain emotion within themselves by listening to the music. I feel like that makes them extraordinary, and that's what I want to do, because I feel like that's so special when you make something of your own, and the other person can feel something just by listening to it, and it might be there something that they connect to personally, or it might be the same emotion that you're trying to give, I think that's what makes an artist very extraordinary.
Okay, let's get personal and fun for a moment. You make flan, the classic Argentinian dessert, as a hobby. Can you describe flan to anyone who hasn't had it? And do you make it completely from scratch?
So I do make it completely from scratch. I like love making it for like Christmas and stuff. It's my favorite dessert. So basically what a flan is, it is quite similar to a creme brulee if I'm trying to like describe it to someone. It is made up of eggs, vanilla, lots of eggs, vanilla essence, and milk. And sometimes you put condensed milk and you mix it up. And I just put it in the microwave. And or you can put it in the oven. And it's kind of like, yeah, it looks like creme brulee. It tastes quite similar, but it's an Argentinian dish. Yeah, and it's like sweet. It's kind of like a caramelized taste.
Sounds good.
Caramelized milk, kind of like egg. Yeah.
And your cats, a ginger cat called CJ and a rag doll called Kiki. Now, I've heard a very special story about Kiki and your singing. Please tell us everything.
Oh, my gosh. So, Kiki, my cat, that older one, I was singing in my room once, and she came in, and while I was singing, she came up and, like, started, like, rubbing on me and like purring and stuff while I was singing, and I was like, oh my gosh, like that's insane. Like she, every time I sing, like she comes up and like she's like so like stoked, and like she's a music kitty, I swear. She always gets so happy when I sing to her, and like that's like, I feel like that's so weird. Like I don't, like if I sing to my ginger kitty, it's not the same, but yeah.
All right, Eva, our listeners have been waiting for this. What is the closest thing to magic in this world?
Personally, I'd have to say God. I feel like that is the closest thing to magic, personally, because that's what I believe in. And I feel like other people can connect with that through whatever they believe in. So,
what is the grossest thing that you can think of?
What's the grossest thing? Worms.
SpongeBob or The Simpsons?
I'd have to say SpongeBob. I quite like SpongeBob.
If you could go back in time and talk to your 10-year-old self, the little girl singing along to music videos and writing poems to sell to her parents, what would you say to her?
Never give up, girl. You've got this. Just keep on going and, like, keep singing. Don't worry about what other people think. Just, like, be your own true self and, like, stick to your singing, because you're going to be good. You're going to be great. And, yeah, don't give up.
And finally, we need to make you do your best impression of animal noises. Any animals at all, the more unexpected, the better.
Okay, a bird. That catch?
Yeah. Eva, before we let you go, what is your message to every young person out there who has a dream and a passion but isn't sure if they should follow it?
Do what makes you truly happy. Do what you feel is what makes you, like, passionate. Like, do what you're passionate about. Don't think about what other people are saying, because at the end of the day, you want to do with your life what makes you happy, what makes you passionate. And don't waste your time doing something that you don't love.
Eva, I've loved every single moment of this conversation. From a little girl in the North Island singing her heart out to music videos, to a young woman who stood on that stage at the Youth Talent Quest in March 2026 and absolutely stunned everyone in the room. Your journey is only just the beginning and is already extraordinary. What strikes me most about you is that your talent isn't just in your voice. Through that voice is truly something else. It's in your heart. You're an artist through and through. And I believe that the world is going to hear you, really hear you. Please, everyone listening, remember this name, Eva Gregorini. Follow her journey, support her music, share this episode with someone who needs to hear a story about a young person going all in on their dreams, because that is exactly what Eva is doing. We cannot wait to see you at Soul Music Academy to hear your original songs, and we can't wait to see your name on the stages across New Zealand and around the world. Thank you so much for being here today. Eva, ka kite anō, everyone, and keep believing in the magic of young talent.
That's the show, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this show and want to hear more, head over to planes.org.nz for past episodes. You can also subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcasts to get the new episodes delivered right to you. Do you have a talent you'd like to share? I'd love to talk to you. Just email info@planes.org.nz to get in touch. Keep working on your talents. You are amazing. Until next time, bye!